I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Not everything's going to be just this grand slam. The whole stadium is going wild. You got to go one step at a time, string together small victories in a row in order to build your nest, to build your house, and to build your career.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. You are tuned into the greatest show on earth, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of all this, yes, there's a bonus. You get the personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Pat yourself on the back for being here today. And today's topic is how the bird builds its nest. Little by little, the bird builds its nest. I believe this is a saying that came out of a poem. It looked like it came out of a book of poetry, but I was at an event and I just saw that come across the screen and I immediately wrote it down as an idea, something that I can talk about on this podcast. And here we are talking about it on today's podcast. This is about the slow and steady process. And I talked about respecting and trusting the process in episode number 616, where I analogized the Philadelphia 76ers 5-year plan to build a competitive basketball team, which has finally come to fruition. And it seems like it was a simple idea, but 5 years is a very long time to not be competitive in order to finally be competitive. And they are hopefully by the time you listen to this, they're NBA champions. But even if they weren't, they at least made the playoffs and at least won their first round series. As of the date I'm recording this, they're still playing in the second round. Trusting the process was, again, episode 616. Today is about that slow and steady process and about each step that you need to keep taking, one step at a time, one foot in front of the other, in order to build that process, the way that a bird builds its nest. So just think about that. And even if you never did any studying of birds, I haven't either, if you have ever seen a video or just in real life seen a bird's nest, you see how it is put together. Obviously, it's just a whole bunch of sticks. It could be sticks, there can be leaves, I don't know what else you even call this stuff, brush, that the birds go and gather. They just go and gather all these sticks and leaves, and they put all this stuff together, and eventually it becomes this nest. And inside that nest, they can lay their eggs. It's just the place that they chill. They can look down and see everything that's going on, hopefully see any predators that may be coming before the predators come around. A nest is built piece by piece, one step at a time. That's what we're talking about here today. Point number one, not every single move you make in your process is going to be a home run. For the Philadelphia 76ers, for example, they drafted Joel Embiid, and that was a home run, but he had to sit out his first two seasons. Once he was drafted, two entire seasons he didn't play because he had injuries and the team wanted to be super cautious with the guy. Then when he finally played, he only played 31 out of 82 games. 31 games in 3 years. This guy played 10 games a year. Can you imagine being a professional basketball player and you play in 10 games all year for 3 years in a row? That's what happened. Not every move is going to be a home run. Sometimes you need to string together several singles in a row. This is a baseball reference. Sometimes you just got to hit a single every day for several days in a row, for several years in a row, in order to build your nest, to build your house, and to build your career. Not everything has to just immediately pop off. Sometimes a person would say to me, I haven't heard this lately, but I think people still have this challenge. Someone starts a YouTube channel, for example, and they put out their first 5 or 10 videos and they say, well, nobody's watching my videos. I'm not getting any subscribers. I was looking at this person and they got, man, 3 million subscribers. This person's getting 30,000 views the first day when they put a video out. What am I supposed to do? I'm not getting anything. Or I wrote some blog posts and nobody's reading them. Or I posted some things on Twitter and it's not getting retweeted. Or I did a couple posts on Instagram. I'm not getting any likes. Everything is not going to be a home run. Everything is not going to, and Russell Simmons said this in one of his books, everything you start is not going to just pop off and all of a sudden just be a million-dollar business and everybody's jumping on it and it becomes the new thing. Everything you do is not going to go viral, okay? And I'll tell you from experience, I've been blogging since May of 2005. I've been YouTubing since April of 2006. I have never, ever had any piece of content ever go viral. Nothing, not a blog post, not a podcast episode, not a YouTube video, not an email. Nothing I've ever created has ever gone viral, but I've amassed over 40 million views of videos since that time. I've posted over 5,000 blog posts, over 6,000 videos. You see the number of this podcast, that's an everyday podcast. Didn't go viral, but you know who I am, do you not? How'd you hear about me? Probably through somebody who knew or heard about me through somebody who heard about me through somebody. Is the singles, is hitting singles every single day, put out a new episode, make sure it's good, make sure people get it, and do it again the next day, then do it again the next day, then do it again the next day. These are singles, people. This is just me hitting singles, was able to build something that mattered, build something that has some significance, build something that when people see it, they're like, damn, how'd you do that? Hitting singles every single day. Everything you do is not going to go viral. Most of the things you do are not going to go viral. You shouldn't be comparing. And when I say go viral, I don't mean necessarily that it gets shared a whole bunch on social media. When I say viral, I'm using it metaphorically, meaning just because you put it out doesn't mean it's going to blow up automatically. And everybody's like, wow, this is the thing. Did you hear about that? Did you see that? Did you read that? Did you watch that? That's not going to happen to everybody. It's not going to happen to most people most of the time. Not every move is going to be a home run. So if you hit the ball and it's not a home run, that doesn't mean you put your head down and just go to the locker room and retire. It means you run to first base because you might get yourself a single. You understand what I'm saying here? I'm using a baseball reference here, but I think everybody understands exactly what I'm saying. You got to string together several singles in a row in order to build your nest, your house, your career. And several could mean 6,000. Several could mean 800 plus. Several could mean 3. Keep putting them together over and over and over again. Don't expect a home run every time. Point number two. And today's topic is little by little is the way the bird builds the nest. You got to protect what you're building. When birds are building a nest, usually is at least two birds. Usually, I guess it's a male and a female bird who have mated. There's usually at least two of them who are putting the nest together. And you got to protect what you're building. Protecting it means not only from the outside influences like a squirrel or some strong winds or another bird coming and trying to destroy your nest for whatever reason, just a hater bird trying to destroy your nest, but you also got to protect what you're building from the negative energies that may be coming from you. There may be some negative things on the outside, like it's snowing outside or it's raining or this tree just isn't strong enough or they about to chop the tree down so we can't keep our nest here. Those are some things that you need to look out for, but you also need to look out for some destruction coming from within. Your own negative energies that may be breaking down the foundation that you are trying to build. So yeah, there are outside influences that could be bothering you. You know, people come to me and they say, well, Dre, you know, when you talk about having positive people around you, what if the negative people are in your family or they're at your job or they're on your team? What are you supposed to do then? Well, if your inside influence is strong enough, it will cancel out whatever's going on the outside. And this is something I talk about in a webinar. I got a free webinar out called Bad Mistakes, Bad Mental Mistakes That Good People Make and How to Eliminate Those Bad Mistakes. And you can watch that webinar for free at workonyourgameu.com/badgood. workonyourgameu.com/badgood. That is the webinar to eliminate the bad mental errors that good people make. And if I remember that, I'll go in the show notes. But if it doesn't, just remember that I said it. Now, point number two here, protecting what you're building. Again, it could be coming from the outside, but you got to pay a whole lot of attention to what's coming from the inside. Are you allowing the fact that these negative influences are around you, are you allowing that to poison your mind so much that that's your dominant thought? Oh, what about these people? Or I got this, or I don't have as good a situation as this person over here. Why does my situation have to be so bad? Those thoughts right there are part of the problem. See, if you're even getting to the point where you're saying, well, I want to have positive people around me, but I got negative people around me, at that point, you need to halt those thoughts and you need to go in a different direction. You need to stop, turn around, and get on the other train going the other way. Because you're already thinking about why this is getting in the way, why this is slowing me down, why this could be a problem. As soon as you recognize that, that's when you need to realize what you're doing. It's not what they're doing, it's what you're doing. You're even thinking about it to the point that you're voicing it mentally or voicing it verbally. That's when you're getting into the danger zone. Stop, get off the train, get on the other train on the other side of the platform. Hold on. Got to interrupt my own podcast to ask you a question. You hear me talk about discipline, the discipline of showing up every single day on this show. How would you like to finish everything you start, develop complete focus, and eliminate all distractions forever for the rest of your life? If you're answering yes, that is something that I would definitely want, I know it is, you need to take a look at 30 Days to Discipline. 30 Days to Discipline is exactly as it says. It's a 30-day mini course where you're going to receive a new video, tip, lesson, explanation, and strategy every single day for 30 days that will help you do the things that you've been thinking about doing, but you never got around to doing them. If you ever had the challenge of the work that you want to do isn't the same as the work that will make your goals a reality, if you ever had the challenge of having a high level of potential, but you're always breaking the promises you make to yourself so often that you can't even believe in your own words anymore, how about knowing a whole lot of the things you need to do, knowing exactly what needs to be done, but actually doing it never actually happens? How would you like to get rid of that problem? How would you like to stop feeling powerless with yourself when it comes to moving yourself to action? If any of those are needs for you, if any of those are things you would want, look at 30 Days to Discipline. That is my 30-day course to help you eliminate distractions, develop complete focus, and finish everything you start. Get the full information on the course at dreallday.com/30. That's dreallday.com/30. 30 Days to Discipline. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3. Today's topic is little by little, the bird builds its nest. What you are building, that nest that you're building right now, every step that you take, every day that you show up and go to work, every time you turn that camera on, record a video, every time that mic lights up and you start recording your audio, every time you start tapping on that computer and writing your next blog post or the next chapter in your book, what you are building is what your kids may be raised in. Your kids might have to be raised in this nest that you're building, right? And their kids might also live in this nest. You need to build that nest like you know the situation is the situation and put care into your work. When you see birds building a nest, and I'm sure there are videos on YouTube that show birds building a nest, but it was like a live stream. I think it was somewhere in Washington, D.C. There were these eagles who had a nest that was near some building, and somehow they put a camera. I guess the camera was attached to a building, and the nest was up in the tree that was next to this building. So they had this live stream of the eagle's nest. So you could sit there for 24 hours a day and just watch these eagles in the nest. And they have eggs there. They had, and eventually they had baby eagles, whatever you call baby eagles. And then one would go out and find food and come back, and they're raising their kids right there in that nest. So the eagles had to be smart in building that nest, understanding it's not just for me. My kids got to be raised in this nest. My kid's going to have to live in this nest. And if this nest is not strong, if it's not well built, if I don't take care in the way that I'm building this, whoever comes after me is going to have a rougher time because of my lack of commitment in doing this the right way. And it's the same thing for you. Every single step, every time you show up to work, every time you create something new, every person you're interacting with, every time you sell your product, every prospect you have a conversation with, you are building your nest. Is that going to make the nest stronger, or is it going to make the nest weaker? Because winds will come. Wintertime will follow fall, as fall follows summer, and summer is following spring. There will be rain. There may be predators. There may be other birds that want to steal your nest. There may be stupid kids throwing rocks at your nest trying to knock it down just because it's an interesting thing to do. Are you building that nest strong enough to deal with whatever is coming forward so that it's strong enough not only for you to deal with it, but for whoever comes after you to deal with it? What if something happens to you next time you go out and try to find food, you get hit by a car, or some hunter shoots you down? What are you going to do then? Well, nothing you can do, but what's going to happen? What's going to become of that nest? Was the nest built strongly enough that everybody will be all right even when you're no longer around? Put care into your work is what I'm saying here. Let's recap today's topic, which is little by little is how the bird builds the nest. Number one, not every move you make in life is going to be a home run. Sometimes in life you need to hit a single. Sometimes you need to get walked. Sometimes you may need to steal a base, but not everything's going to be a home run. Sometimes you strike out. Not everything's going to be just this grand slam. The whole stadium is going wild. You got to go one step at a time, string together small victories in a row in order to build your nest, to build your house, and to build your career. Number two, you got to protect what you're building. When you're building a nest, it's not just the outside influences like predators and squirrels and someone chopping down a tree or rain or wind or snow or hail, but you also got to check your own negative energies because they may be exactly what is breaking down the foundation that you're trying to build. You, not them, but you. And point number three, what you are building, as you're building that nest, this is what your kids are going to be raised in. They got to live in it. And if something happens to you, it needs to be strong enough that it will stand even without your influence. You need to build your nest as if you know that's the situation. Do your work as if there was a camera on you and you're not going to be around to talk to your kids. And all they get to do is watch the video of you working. And that's going to be their example of what they need to do in their lives. Is that going to make them better or is it going to make them worse? Put care into your work. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.